Now, someone is on the line here.
Was it the real deal or was it an impersonator?
Well, let's find out if it's the real deal.
Let's get him on.
Sean Hannity?
Is that Brian Whitman?
Hi, Sean.
Alec, I wanted to give you an official WABC welcome, considering you were supposed to come on my program last week, and you didn't show up. What happened?
No, I wasn't supposed to come on your program,
no,
Sean Hannity.
No, you were supposed to come on the program, because a deal was made with your agent that if you were going to come on with Brian, first you'd come on with me.
I wouldn't dream of coming on your program, Sean Hannity. I'm here
like
with Brian. I'm here with a really talented...
You don't tell the truth.
I'm here with a really talented broadcaster. Why would I want to come on the show? With a no-talent former construction worker hack like you.
Are you the guy that said that our vice president, while we're at war, while we're leading troops in harm's way, are you the reckless third-rate Hollywood actor that said that Dick Cheney's a terrorist? Are you the guy?
Yes, I am.
That said stone Henry Hyde to death? Are you the guy that said our president's a CIA mass murderer?
You know something?
I wouldn't come on the program and defend it, you gutless coward.
At first, I thought this was a joke, but you can hear all the acid venom spewing and the hatred. It is Sean Hannity.
We've only just begun. Are you 40 or 50 pounds overweight now?
Come on now. Who is the...
Oh, that's the bloviator.
Oh, Mark Levin is on the... Now, hold on a second, guys. Hold on a second. Let me try to, I'm not going to try to be the peacemaker here.
Hey, Brian, didn't his agent say he was supposed to come on the program as part of the deal to come on your show?
Alec,
is that true, Brian?
I don't know what the arrangement was. Were you supposed to be on Sean's show?
Not at all. Never.
That's not true.
I would never do your show, Sean Hannity.
You're a no-talent hack. You won't do my show.
O'Reilly has talent. O'Reilly is talented.
In all the nexus
of talk radio, there's two chasms here. There's two houses. There's the house of Riley,
right.
Who's talented, who has real talent as a broadcaster,
and
then there's Hannity, who's a hack.
Hold on a second, guys. Now, here's what I don't understand. Alec, you're a Long Island guy. Hannity's a Long Island guy.
He's a third-rate Hollywood actor. You
got to have something in common here. There's got to be some common ground.
I don't have one thing in common with Sean Hannity.
I'll tell you why he won't come on my show. You want to know why? And I challenge you, Alec Baldwin, because once and for all, you need to be challenged. You want to call our vice president a terrorist? Fine. You want to talk about stoning people to death? Say it on my program. If you want to be irresponsible and call our president a mass murderer while he's at war leading troops in harm's way,
and what are you going to do? And what are you going to do about it, Sean Hannity? What are you going
to
do? And what are you going to do about it, Sean Hannity? If I come on your program, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And if I do, what are you going to do?
IQ. That's what he's going to do.
What are you going to do?
I just told you got a two-digit IQ.
And who's that? Who's your little cabin boy there with you?
Not a cabin boy, butt boy.
What are you doing there, cabin boy?
Tell me, what's your latest movie?
What's his name?
This is Mark Levin.
Who is Mark Levin?
Mark Levin is an ABC radio host.
Mark Levin is the highest-rated host on WABC.
For all your listeners, cabin boy. You are Sean Hannity's cabin boy.
And you know what you are?
All right,
you're broke
boy?
Back. You're broke back, Alec.
All right. Okay. Is there a chance we can? You can't. You won't talk to Sean?
What's the point? What's to say? You gotta be kidding.
There's nothing left here.
Nothing. Let's do to Sean what Sean would do to a caller that's doing what Sean's doing now.
Is there a resolution?
There is no. There is a resolution.
Will you go on his show?
Never. I wouldn't dream of doing that. Why would I waste my time doing that?
Does Sean want to say goodbye nicely? Sean?
Yeah.
Sean, are you done, honey? Are you finished?
No, sweetheart. Thanks anyway.
Okay. Best of luck, Sean. You no-talent whore.
No.
Coward.
Go ahead.
All right, guys. All right. Wow.
That was Sean Hannity and his sidekick, Cabin Boy, here on WABC Talk Radio. Hannity, it's Gaelic for no talent, isn't it?
Hannity is
Gaelic for no talent. Like when guys would be playing rugby in the old country, someone would turn to somebody and they'd have like a scouting report. And someone would say, tell me about O'Rourke. How is he? He was a great forward.
Alec.
For one of the counties he played for. And somebody would say, no, he's a Hannity. Which means he has no talent. Hannity. And they write that on the scouting report.
You have attracted many fans. You have attracted many many audiences. Sean Hannity attracts a huge national radio audience. We can't say that people who have had that success are without talent. I think that this is a political disagreement. Why does it have to get personal?
Well, listen, I think some people who have different political opinions than I have talent, like O'Reilly. I don't agree with O'Reilly in terms of his opinions, but I think he has talent.
You won't do his radio show?
Who?
Sean's.
No. Why do you keep your wife? than definitely. Well,
no, I'm
you
trying,
just,
I'm
you
trying.
Sprouted horns in the last 5 minutes. No, what happened to you?
No, he's upset. Everybody's upset.
Is he really?
Oh. All right. Sean's very upset. But you're all right. You'll go on here.
Is Sean upset? Why is he upset?
Well, you guys got it. Got a little personal.
Because I educated your listeners that the word Hannity means no talent in Gaelic?
They got very personal there.
Okay. Not for me. I mean, Hannity and Cabin Boy, they went nuts. No talent in Cabin Boy flipped out on the air. Now, Cabin Boy, where's he from? Where's Cabin Boy from?
That was Sean Hannity. Mark Levin, right. Follow Sean Hannity every night here at WABC.
And where's Cabin Boy from? Is he a New Yorker?
Well, you know, you guys can have these conversations. Okay. But, you know, I don't
need to be.
Right. Why do I have to be the guy?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. We're being rude. This is your show.
Well, no, you're our guest.
No, but
and Sean invited you to be.
And you and I were having a lovely time together, weren't we? We were really enjoying ourselves.
Well, you know,
and then no talent and Cabin Boy came breaking through the window. You know what I mean? And broke into the studio and tried to take over. Anyway, here we go. What do we got next? Who's our next caller? Look at poor Phil. He's been waiting for a long, long time.
All right, they're still on the line, Hannity and Levin.
Okay, no, get rid of them. Here we go. Ready?
You won't do it?
No. Let's have Phil. Phil, who cares about Cabin Boy and no talent?
No, look.
This guy's been waiting for 21 minutes. Let's do Phil.
And then we'll do Sean, maybe.
No.
Because you know what, Alex, seriously, you came in here, you're an extremely nice guy. You've been very nice and polite and courteous with me.
Thank you, Brian.
But you know, I know Sean personally, Mark Levin. They are... I
couldn't give a damn whether you knew him personally.
But they are... They
have their own radio show. People hear them all day long. Who gives a damn about hearing anything they hear tonight?
You won't go on that
Not
show.
Not at all. Here we go. Let's have Phil. Please. I beg of you.
Hey, Alex, I have to tell you, freedom of speech is the greatest thing in the world. Think your opinion and you're entitled to it. You're an American. And the other thing is, I detest people, and I'm somewhat conservative, but I detest when conservatives, no matter who they are, say boycott someone's movie because they don't like what they say. If the movie's good or you're doing a show or a theater or whatever, and it's a good show, we're going to go. I don't care if we're conservative, moderate.
Wise man, Phil. Wise words, Phil.
And I say that and keep exercising that freedom of speech on the greatest station in the world.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Alec, have you found, and I want to try something in just a second here. I want to see if I can have a private conversation with Sean that you don't have to.
That's what we'll do. We'll take a break. I'll go get my shoes shined downstairs. We're at the garden.
You know what? Let's do this.
And you can talk to
Sean. Alec, let's do this. Do me a favor.
These guys have their own radio show.
Just turn your
Why do you need to put them on more?
Turn your headphones down for just a second.
Can't we get our friend Matt here from New York City? Let's do Matt from New York City. Matt's been hanging there for 15 minutes.
All right, and then can I speak with Sean?
You've got Heckle and Jekyll here. They've got their own shows. Let's have Matt from New York.
All right, and then I want to talk to Sean.
You're going to have a conversation with Sean.
But you're going to turn your headphones down.
I'm going to leave, and I'll be back.
No, don't leave.
No,
please
no,
don't.
No.
No, don't do that to me.
No,
don't leave.
No,
please don't.
No,
don't
you're
leave.
You're going to be fine, Brian.
No,
it'll be great.
Of course,
Alex,
I'll be
don't
fine.
Don't go.
Stay.
Matt. Was that you, Matt?
Yeah, look, Alex, don't go. God bless you for talking to that guy the way you just spoke to him because you put him in his place. And everybody out there listening.
But isn't this the problem with politics? Isn't this the problem that it gets so personal, Alec?
That can be one of the problems, yeah. I mean, I think the problem is that unqualified people are running the country right now. But this other thing is what you're referring to as a problem as well, yeah. What's your question, Matt?
Look, I was actually calling with a different question. But after hearing you put him in his place,
right.
God bless you. And God bless America. And may people like you continue speaking the truth. Cheney is a terrorist.
Now you're making Brian very uncomfortable.
Alec, turn your headphones down for just a second.
Okay, you
no, no, please don't leave. I beg of you.
I'll take my headphones off. You go ahead.
Take your headphones off. I beg of you not to leave.
I'm off the air now, folks. Thank you very much.
No, stay right there.
We're going to be back with the
stay right there
with the no talent and
no. Come on, Sean.
Brian Whitman.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, Brian.
You and I have a lot of political disagreements. I've never heard it get like this with you and anybody.
I'm going to tell you right now. He can say whatever he wants. But it's about time somebody challenge a guy while we're at war, while troops are in harm's way. He's calling our vice president a terrorist. He called the president a CIA mass murderer owned by oil companies. I'd like for him to explain why he talked about stoning a congressman to death. I'd like to know why he said, quote, I know that's a harsh thing to say, but I believe what happened in 2000 did as much damage to the pillars of democracy as the terrorists did to the pillars of commerce in New York. Nobody. He hides behind his blog. He is a failed, third-rate, ignorant Hollywood egomaniac. And I invited him on the program. And the reason you desperately hear, oh, don't put them back on, don't put them back on, because he cannot answer with any degree of sense
how anybody can say this while a country is at war. His comments are beyond reckless and irresponsible. He's never been challenged on it. He can call me any name he wants, but he can't answer how irresponsible he is.
Okay, Sean Hannity, in fairness, Alec Baldwin is sitting here right now. He's heard you. Can I get you, Alec, to